Hello and welcome to the official podcast of Marketing Showcase. We're here today at Utilita Bowl in Southampton. I'm going to let Ray introduce herself.
I'm Ray Dixon. I'm Senior Brand Manager at Gattaca and I am a glass half full marketing profession. It's a phrase that I like to reference a lot. And I mean, the main thing to know is that I love marketing and it's so cheesy. I'm a nightmare to go to the cinema trailers with. My career so far has been pure passion chasing. And when I was asked to do this, I was thinking, okay, so I've worked across a variety of different industries, from gaming to entertainment to education to recruitment. And I was thinking, what's been consistent about that experience? And it's the positivity, it's the energy, it's the optimism.
Yeah.
That's what I wanted to talk about today.
So oh my God, brilliant.
Power of positive positioning.
And marketing is that. It draws you in.
Marketing is that, 100%. So I think as marketers, we're uniquely positioned to affect and impact pretty much everything. And that's like an ego-driven marketing thing to say, isn't it? But from the bread we buy to the holidays we take, like literally everything can be marketed. And we're so good as marketers at saying, okay, so what's the pain point that our kind of audience is, you know, going through? What's, and really kind of monopolizing those negative emotions. And that makes sense. Humans are biased towards negative stimulus.
Yeah.
And it's literally called the negativity bias. We remember it, we experience it more strongly.
We focus on it.
100%. So that's when we get to, there's a guy called Gottman, his theory is the magic ratio. And that's that we need 7 positive things to outweigh a singular negative. That's incredible. Like,
wow.
And it makes so much sense, doesn't it?
Yeah.
You know, if one thing goes wrong with the day, we are much more likely to center on that. So there's the marketing staple of like, it's not about you. That's the whole point. What if it was about happiness? What if it was about us centering the conversation around how can we make this better? Or what's the solution?
Yeah.
And you can see that, you know, we've been doing this for literally 100 years now. You can see it in the Listerine ads in the 1920s where they're going like, Linda's got bad breath. How will she ever find her husband?
Yeah, focusing on the negative.
100%. And it's great. It's a really good sales tactic. That's the thing, is that it really, really works and it makes sense.
Yeah.
What if we actively choose, though it's harder, to position it on positive? What if we go, how do I make this person happier? And that's what I like to kind of prompt in people. That's something I find really, really productive when I'm working with sales teams, when I'm working literally with anyone in the business.
Yeah.
It's so powerful. And it's not just, I mean, actually, maybe this is the important thing. We're not talking about toxic positivity. We're not going, well, that's sick as ship is sinking, and going, it's a really nice day for a swim, though, isn't it?
Yeah. So not ridiculous.
Yeah. But we are going, okay, how can I make the best out of this? How can I make someone's day better?
Yeah.
And then we see the results. We see people are more loyal to brands, that they're more willing to spend more, that they're more willing to repeat custom, that they have less buyer's remorse. It makes so much difference when we're leaning into that positive recognition, that positive stimulus. And in minor ways as well. You know, the Listerine ads are a really easy example, and I love it, you know?
Yeah.
It's a fantastic. But it's the same as, like, act out, urgent, time running out. You know, those sort of subject lines you see every day.
Yes. On every emails, I think I get sent. Last chance to buy this.
Yeah.
Because not only today.
Oh, my God, I need to act on something that I wasn't even aware of.
And then it's anxiety-ridden, isn't it?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
And so my question is, what if we centre marketing around that, like, that positive?
Yeah.
What if we went, okay, rather than somebody choosing us because they're worried, why don't they choose us because they're excited? Because
and already happy.
Exactly that, yeah. And that's, I think that's a positive effect as marketers we can have on the world.
Yeah.
I think that's a really cool a cool power that we have. I went to this talk with a guy called Dan Heath. He wrote a book with his brother called The Power of Moment. And it's an excellent book. I massively recommend it. And it talks about great experiences hinge on peak moments. Peak moments don't create themselves. And for me, I was sat in the audience thinking, oh my God, you're so right.
He had a massive impact on you.
Massive impact. And we have to create those peak moments for everyone in the world around us. And for me, in a really simple way, that's like being nice to a barista. It's saying, you know, if you like someone's nails, saying I love your nails, you know, tiny things. But it's also in the way that I work and the way that I work with other people. I jokingly refer to my job as a marketer as a cheerleader. Okay. And I often get looks like, you're not a professional cheerleader. And like, I am, because what I do, it's strategic and it's coordinated and it's, you know, it is based on outcomes, but I hype up the team. I make sure that all eyes are on them. I make sure that they're ready to go into that match and be really proud of themselves.
And as a brand manager, you're cheerleader for the entire business, aren't you, really? Yeah. You're the person going, come on, guys.
Yeah. And that doesn't even need to just be in our external output. That can be like hyping up the finance team during budget season.
Yeah.
You know, that can be, and I think it's that taking a moment to pause and say, what you're doing is great work. That's the difference here. And the power that has in people's ability to sell what they do, that's a marketing benefit. It's absolutely a marketing benefit.
And since having this new focus, is it made you happier in your job?
100%.
Generally?
Yeah, yeah. And people comment on that a lot, of like, you are sort of aggressively happy. I know. But I think it's that kind of perspective on marketing, but on the world, you know. Okay, what can we look at? There was there's a writer, he's a professor, I can't fully remember his name, but he looked at everyday news, like on a daily basis. It looks like the world's getting worse and worse, but if you then zoom out and look over the last 50 years, we're actually trending towards positivity. Things are incrementally getting better. And so sometimes you're thinking about an email campaign, you're thinking about digital ads, you're going, okay, well, this just isn't working. So yeah, that could be both cause for, you know, the campaign to have that negative outlook, but also for the kind of team. But
I mean, recently we've come from COVID, which is massively negative.
Yeah.
So we're coming out of that as well and becoming more positive, and this is helping.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think you look at something like COVID, and absolutely terrible time for a lot of people, but also the dolphins came back. It's one of those where,
yes,
we saw all these moments of beautiful human interaction and beautiful marketing, and we had to adapt. And that's such an amazing thing to observe in everyone, in every element in business, to go, actually, this is really hard. What are we going to do now?
Yeah.
And I love it. I think it's a powerful thing.
Amazing. Ray, I could talk to you all day, but I don't have the time to.
Yeah.
How do we find you and your positiveness?
You can find me on LinkedIn. I am there quite often just celebrating people's successes, talking about this kind of thing. And I'm going to be the guest speaker, and it's not yet announced, so at the marketing meetup in Portsmouth in September.
Wow. Thanks so much for speaking to me today.
Hope you enjoyed this episode of the podcast. Thank you for joining us. Please check the feed for loads more content from Marketing Showcase events. You can find out more about Marketing Showcase at mktgshowcase.co.uk. There's details about the upcoming events on there, along with a ton of useful blogs, details about exhibitors, links to social channels, and more. I run my own business, by the way, Sound Media, helping brands to incorporate podcasting into their marketing output. If you'd like to get to know me a little bit better, LinkedIn is the place for that. Search for James Marriott and look for the headphones emoji. That's me. We'll be back soon with more insights from Marketing Showcase. See you then.